Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. A closely watched set of Tata Trust's meetings has now been pushed back. Deborshi Chaki reports some behind-the-scenes details about how the morning unfolded. Meetings of the Sir Dorabji Tata Trust and Sir Ratan Tata Trust were postponed to next week after trustees had already logged in for the scheduled discussions at 9 a.m., with key issues such as N. Chandrasekharan's reappointment as Tata Sons chairman and the possible listing of the group holding company expected to be on the agenda. India plans to sharpen its oversight of advanced AI models amid growing concerns about Anthropic's Claude Mythos. Meghna Mittal and Danish Khan report that the government is pushing for the company's advanced AI models to be hosted within India. Anthropic's India team met government officials late last month to discuss the issue, with policymakers stressing that AI systems used in sensitive sectors such as banking, telecom, and critical infrastructure should operate either on Indian soil or through government-approved sovereign cloud environments. Zepto is heading to the stock market. Tusha Goenka and Chandra R. Srikanth report that the quick commerce firm, founded in 2020, has received SEBI approval for its proposed IPO, clearing the way for what could become one of the fastest startup listings in India's recent history. The company is expected to raise as much as $1 billion and could hit the markets within the next 60 to 90 days. The government is looking beyond lending to boost the cash flows of small businesses. Meghna Mittal and Priyansh Verma report that a government panel will examine a framework to securitize 3DS invoices and turn MSME receivables into a tradable asset class. The move comes as smaller invoices, especially those less than 5 lakh rupees, struggle to find financiers. The disruption in West Asia is beginning to show up in trade data. Adrija Chatterjee reports that exports to the Gulf region plunged 58% in March amid shipping disruptions during the war. The pain, however, was far more severe across industrial and discretionary exports, such as petroleum products and iron and steel and auto parts, while food staples such as rice and vegetables remained relatively resilient. Markets, too, remain hostage to headlines coming from the Persian Gulf region. Stocks reacted negatively to the reports of renewed fighting between the US and Iran, although the US claimed the ceasefire is still in force. At home, State Bank of India's weaker-than-expected quarterly earnings added to the pressure, dragging banking stocks lower and pulling benchmark indices down with them, reports perspished. And finally, if this IPL season felt less like cricket and more like a batting video game simulation, there's data to back your hunch. Ishan Guerra shows that the transformation of the game has been building steadily since 2022, with teams now scoring nearly 20 more runs per innings and 200-plus totals becoming almost routine. Bowlers, meanwhile, are increasingly being pushed to the margins, with power plays resembling a boundary fest in a highlights package. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.